culture wars. When I was a young Panther, one of the worst things to be considered was a cultural nationalist. Members of the party used that term to deride their critics of the black nationalist movement, and to distinguish themselves, called themselves revolutionary nationalists. That is, until Huey P. Newton developed the idea of intercommunalism, as in an empire, real nations didn't exist. In recent years, I have increasingly thought about the impact of culture, especially as to black youth and those millions who consume black youth art. I've heard many young folks refer to hip-hop culture as if it is a separate thing that, like Athena from the head of Zeus, gave birth to itself. I've seen and heard the roots of this music, this branch of a deep-rooted African tree, like the baobab, which gives rope, cloth, shelter, food, and medicines. All youth music upsets elders. The older generation of most white Americans was weaned on rock and roll, which their elders derided as jungle music. My mother used to hear the R&B that flourished in my youth and call it noise. Rap and hip-hop, like its older relatives, gets criticized today by preachers and parents, many of whom are themselves fans of the genre's earliest days. Yet their criticisms, like that of their own parents, fall on deaf ears. Kids, like kids of almost every generation, have a rebel gene within them, part of the human process of growing up. Yet this isn't just art for art's sake. This is art for the sake of corporate profit, to build the profiles of record companies, and to establish the logo of the hottest radio stations. What is lost in this fake gangsterism is young black lives and young black minds. I'm reminded of a young black man I met on death row recently. Fresh out of the superheated projects of North Philly, the brother was rapping about pimping when he got home. He wasn't rapping to anybody in particular, for he was in a cage, alone. I think he was trying to work out some rhymes, and then commit them to memory as a hard rap. When I heard him, I asked him why he wanted to be a pimp. He answered that he saw the old movie, The Mac, and he enjoyed what he saw. He thought the movie accurately portrayed life in the black community during the 1970s. I explained that it was just a movie, a form of entertainment, nothing more. What is now projected as popular in the music world is just that, entertainment. It ain't history. It doesn't tell the tiniest bit about black life in America. It may claim to be about the realness, but it ain't real. It's a form of art, nothing more. There are hundreds of varieties of spoken word and rap that will never be given a record contract because it won't sell. It doesn't give them the return they want. It's just as real. It is just not heard. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.